just when you think that they're done, they come back to show you that they're not done with you yet. Now, I'm going to read this story to you from Mediaite, the Mediaite website. And understand, this is referring to a article posted on CNN. Freddie Gray, quote, "Son of a literary heroin addict, Twitter goes nuts," by Andrew Hudson. A CNN article detailed the first day in the trial of one of six Baltimore police officers indicted in the death of Freddie Gray, despite outrage online. Why? Because of the manner in which CNN journalists Anne O'Neill and Aaron Cooper referred to Gray's mother. Following an otherwise straightforward lead, O'Neill and Cooper described deceased Gray as, quote, "the son of an illiterate heroin addict." The paragraph goes on to suggest that Gray's death, full of the black community's distrust of police, much like deaths of Michael Brown, Tim Wright, and Eric Garner. Yet, what most readers can't get past is the descriptor, illiterate heroin addict, which indicates Gray's mother, Gloria Darden. Hence, the numerous reactions to these specifics and words. Journalists and activists alike took Twitter to respond to, as one reader put, CNN attempt to put, quote, "Freddie Gray on trial in the murder of Freddie Gray." Tonight, that CNN apparently now openly showing its hand that they believe they can get their absolute abysmal ratings back up if they show that they can be more bigoted, more racist, and more vicious toward black people than the king of all white supremacists, a news list, Fox News itself. I know they keep shuffling around leadership at CNN, but apparently they are trying to make it clear that they are hoping that David Duke will take a position working for them. This was outright white supremacist propaganda. This article at CNN was supposed to be about six cops who killed Freddie Gray. That's what it was supposed to be about. And before they even got two paragraphs in, they just even a and instead said, let's stop talking about the cops and let's talk about the black victim. Now, I want to read for you the paragraph in question so that you can see for yourself. The story starts now. This is CNN's original story. In a closely watched case involving a 25-year-old black prisoner who died after being shackled and placed with a seatbelt in a Baltimore City police van. The April 19th death of Freddie Gray, the son of an illiterate heroin addict, made him a symbol of black community's distrust of police. That was the sentence. First sentence of paragraph two. The April 19th death of Freddie Gray, the son of an illiterate heroin addict, made him a symbol of the black community's distrust of police. This is not Breitbart. This is not Newsmax. This is not even Fox News. This is CNN showing you that Don Lemon's working with them is not a fluke. Showing you that all things that you see before, it's not a fluke. And that the goal is absolutely to demonize us. That it's no, they see now that there are too many people in place like the black panel up there, and that now you can no longer leave it up to the people to take a look at the events because the people are no longer just accepting the story as given to them by government. And now CNN is saying, let's put brakes on this killing blacks. Had to be legitimized. Now, this woman in question, if go and look for her, I mean, she looks like a pile of mashed potatoes. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I mean, if you go take a look at her, she looks like a pile of mashed potatoes with blonde hair. I'm not being mean. I'm not being derisive. I am being factually accurate. You are no longer leaving it up to chance. You're leaving it up to them. They got to say out clearly. They got to make clear description. They did not talk about the mothers of the cops who killed Freddie Gray. Didn't put description of their mothers or their fathers. But Tamir Rice, they wanted to give description of his mother, 12 years old. But we don't have anything on him. We'll just talk about his mom. But the 6-year-old white child who was shot by two black immediately booked, no grand jury necessary, immediately booked, immediately arrested. They did not talk about that 6-year-old white child's mother. They didn't even talk about his father who was in the car driving towards police and he got shot. They didn't talk about him either. But as a matter of fact, I got the video. Just a few moments here. I'll back and find that video for you here. So I can play audio for you here from CNN so that you can see it for yourself. So you can hear the audio of how they dealt with the killing of a 6-year-old white child and tell me if they dealt with the police and the white victim the same way here. Let's get this audio up and going for you. See if we can do this.
I want to share some new information that we're learning about the police officer charged with murdering a 6-year-old boy. We're talking about 23-year-old Norris Greenhouse and 32-year-old Derek Stafford charged with second-degree murder and attempted murder. Tuesday shooting in Knoxville, Louisiana. Gerald Jeremiah, take a look at this little guy. He was shot 5 times in the head chest during the pursuit and his father, who was also shot. That boy is viewing his later today, and Nick Valenza is there in Knoxville this morning.
He was shot during a police pursuit. They didn't say his father fed police. He was shot during a police pursuit. Not he was shot at his father. The fed police, because then that placed the blame on the father. Go CNN now. Take a look at this little guy, 6 years old. Did you ever hear them talk about Maris that way? Take a look at the little guy, 12 years old, gunned down by Cleveland police as he went nowhere. Gunned down by Cleveland police for holding a toy gun. This is the same CNN. Just in case you thought it was a fluke. Just in case you thought it was a misnomer. Just in case you figured it's just one time thing. Not a misnomer. Not a fluke. They know what they're doing. They're stacking the chips because it's the 21st century, even as white supremacy becomes a numerical minority, they intend to show you that they tend to maintain their social. When you were only 6% of the population, that narrative will continue to be in place. Even if our numbers surpass them, the narrative will continue to be in place. CNN has wholeheartedly signed on to a apartheid South Africa scheme. White is right and black is wrong. They will not leave it to the people to decide. They will make it very, very clear. Hey, these are the bad guys. Here we go. That even if you are murdered by police, they will have no qualms. They have no shame about looking at you and saying you are a perpetrator. That was just how blatant this was. Now, since that time, CNN has actually gone back to their own story. Since that time, they actually gone back to their story and changed it. If you go to their website now, I put the link to it on my Facebook. If you go to their website now, they have removed the sentence about Fred Gray's mother. There's a very brief that says, editor's note, a reference to Freddie Gray's mother removed from the story because it appeared out of context. Out of context. No, it wasn't out of context. It was a line. CNN is like police departments now, which is not very ironic since they're different from the police. They want to see how much they can get away with. Just how far can push white supremacist propaganda before people yowl and protest and say, hey, you went too far? They want to see just how far they can push and just how much they can get away with. And you thought it was just police. You thought it was just Rush Limbaugh. You thought it was just schools. You thought it was just the Board of Education. You figured that swerving would be salvation. You thought that Coonan was going to be a retirement plan. That's what you thought was going to happen. Now what? They are outright saying, imagine if that was you. Everyone listening to me now, imagine if that was you. You got your neck broken by the Baltimore Police Department. Imagine if that was you. Think about that. And you've been killed, and CNN, when they'll be doing a story about the police, instead say, now we'd like to take a moment to disparage and mock and condemn the victim with comments that are totally irrelevant, because this article is talking about the police. These comments are totally irrelevant, but we just want you to know what kind of person, okay, it's not about Freddie Gray, but we just want to throw in a few negative comments here, because there's nothing positive to say about the police. We are now going to attempt to attack the victim. If this were a rape case, if this were a case of rape, would CNN have said something like that? Tiffany Stewart, literate meth addicts. What would have happened? What would Gloria all have said? Well, she had to be right, but what would they have said if it occurred? What would they have done? What would have happened? Now, there's a solution to this. There is a solution. And we will get to that solution. But think about if that were a rape victim. Would they have ever done that? If that were a gay person, he was gay. The gay son of an other cocaine addict from Nebraska, would the sentence have ever gotten? Would the editors, because the editors who approved her piece, would the editors still be working at CNN if they had done the exact same thing in regard to a gay person? Hell, these transsexual hookers who were being killed, they wouldn't have been able to get away with doing that. But black people who are far more substantial percentage of the population, and you can do that, and it's ho-hum. They want to see how much they can get away with, because even if you don't believe they have a white supremacist agenda, guess what? They do. Even if you don't believe, even if you refuse to accept it, they do. Now, here, yelling and squealing about CNN, don't hear Fox News taking them to task. As a matter of fact, only real credible major news website out there find this read it on was MeTight, but you don't see other television networks jump on CNN, do you? You don't see any of them taking CNN to the app. Why not? because they're all playing the same game. Matter of fact, they probably one scene and go out there first. It would be somebody else's turn this time. You got to keep shuffling this around. Why don't you see any other network jumping on CNN for this absolutely despicable behavior? Why don't you see that? Because they all see it the same way. They're all the same way. It was just CNN's turn to the assault this time. It was just their turn. I also want to make sure that you are not distracted by Trojan horses. Those of you who are not aware, an hour ago here in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel hired the police chief following the release of the dash cam video of the murder of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in the middle of the street. From the Associated Press, it says Emanuel called the news conference to announce the dismissal of Superintendent Gary Carthy, who only days ago insisted to reporters that the mayor, quote, had his back. Now, this is the same Gary McCarthy who, of course, was cheering about the fact that they arrested individuals, 17-year-old Tyshawn Lee. We went from that to this. Protests have been calling for McCarthy's dismissal in response to the hand of the death of Laquan McDonald, a 17-year-old who was killed in October 2014. The city released police video of the shooting only after a judge ordered it to be made public. The police set off several days of largely peaceful protests. Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder. McCarthy has been chief since May of 2011. The audio-free video, the audio-free video shows McDonald walking down the middle of a four-lane street. He appears to veer away from two officers as they emerge from a vehicle, drawing their guns. Then close range and continue firing even after McDonald crumples the ground. Police say McDonald was holding a knife, and an autopsy revealed that he had PCP, a hallucinogenic drug, in his system. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez has said that the 3-inch blade covered from the scene had folded into the handle. Defense Attorney Dan Herbert says his client, now he's referring to an officer, Van Dyke. Defense Attorney Dan Herbert said his client feared his life, act lawfully, and that the video did not tell the whole story. That's what his attorney said. His attorney literally said that even if you saw the video, that you just don't understand the video only tells part of the story. You don't hear him screaming, "Here's the audio of the video." He's telling that even if you saw a video, you still don't have all the facts. No, this has seriously occurred. So he's saying that it doesn't give you all the information, but that the perspective from which you look at things on video is not an accurate representation of how close Donald was to the police, I guess. I'm trying to say that. Absolutely disgusting to suggest that. But he's the guy that's a liar. And of course, he's going to say things like that. But the problem is when you have police department. The Chicago Police Department waited 13 months. They stalled as long as humanly possible. You have to remember, October 2014, this was right after. You know, this was in the wake of Mike Brown. This was in the wake of leading up to refusing to indict. All these things were occurring. And the Chicago Police Department sat on this and sat on this. Most of you didn't hear about this case until it came back up a couple of weeks ago. That the video was released. But Chicago Police Department sat on this for over a year. because they were new information, but simply to sit on it. Hopeful that the public attention will be drawn to something else. They throw the video out there, say that the cop didn't do anything wrong, case closed. But it didn't work out that way. Attention, money to family of Laquan McDonald, who could wait to cash the $5 million check were given in exchange for their silence. Because remember, it's the family who said that they did not want the video of Laquan McDonald released. Isn't that amazing? The family all of a sudden on the same foot that the police were on. $5 million is apparently enough to buy soul in Chicago. As absolutely reprehensible as that is, apparently that's enough to buy soul. Did Rahm Emanuel take action after 13 months? First of all, let's be very, very clear. As I stated on last night's program, this didn't occur in a vacuum. This wasn't just a case of one bad cop. He has an entire system around him that was protecting him. Rahm Emanuel was aware about this video 13 months ago. And if Rahm wants to see what took the police chief so long, Rahm, what took you so long? You're the damn mayor. You're aware of this video, and you're aware that you not released it. So you're in on it. And Gary McCarthy is simply, as Neil Lieber has pointed out, as stated before, he was just the elected sacrifice. Every once in a while, white supremacy has to sacrifice one of their members so they can say, see, we did something. And of course, I expect McCarthy to turn up as police chief somewhere else, of course. But he's just the selected sacrifice. It was just his job in the ancient tradition of European empires throughout history. It was his job to fall on his sword for the good of empire. So that you can take him and say, see, we did something. You should be clearing out that police department, the brass at every level, internal affairs, Anita Alvarez. You should be clearing it from top to bottom. And I understand Anita Alvarez is a bit higher in the city. She should be on the chop block also. They should relentless get her removed. She should be relentless. Rahm Emanuel sacrificed Gary McCarthy because Rahm Emanuel is thinking about re-election. And he wants to be able to tell things. I did something. I was in a tough situation. And hoping that reflects from the fact, by the way, Rahm, why did you do anything for 13 months? You were right there with McCarthy. The only difference is you have power to fire McCarthy. He doesn't have power to fire you. That's the voters. The voters have to fire you. Why was McCarthy allowed to stay that long? Why was that video allowed to stay hidden that long? Because that is the apparatus. That is the apparatus. And this is about whether or not you're paying attention. And paying enough attention, they now see just how much attention you're really going to pay to it. How much will you really pay? But they're all in on it, all have been on it, and they continue to be on it. They're checking out to see McCarthy, the only sacrifice they have to make. Why isn't this charged a year ago? What did you see new on this video? Why wasn't he charged then? Why wasn't he charged then? I didn't hear any caterwauling CNN. I didn't read anywhere in their article where they say Jason Van Dyke, the son of illiterate meth heads from Wisconsin. I didn't see anything like that in there. I didn't see anything like that at all. Why is this important? This is important because I expect CNN to change. They're not going to change. The reason why racism continues today is because racism is in people's best interest. Continuing to be racist is in white, so that's not going to change. You're not going to get somebody to start. Black people are the only people who operate against our own best interest. White people are not going to do that. So racism is in best interest. So CNN is going to change. CNN is not going to change. CNN is not going to change. Fox is not going to change. The outlets that are not telling the truth, not printing anything, or are using attempts, their power to slander, smear you, and denigrate you in front of the public, that's not going to change. You have to change. I went over these stories with you this afternoon because you have to change. You have to change what you are willing to accept. You can't accept dealing with these things anymore. You need to start focusing on real black news outlets. This is like the Black Channel. You need to congregate around those. You need to aggregate around places like that will take the time to bring you accurate information. You need to aggregate around us, like us. That's the response, not to try to force CNN to change. I didn't have the broadcast right now to try to pressure CNN to change or pressure for the call or contact CNN. I did it so that you can identify who your enemies are, why they are your enemies, and then finally, so you can make necessary change, congregate around people who are in your best interest. So you start making informed decisions, start doing the right responses to it. The right response is to boycott CNN. The right response is to support Black Channel and others like us. Now, you can't do that at TV1. Corporate mouthpieces that are dependent on white corporations and white benefactors for their money. Roland Martin is talking about Donald Trump. Well, that's very, very interesting. He thinks the white pastors may or may not be white in entertaining Trump, but what did Roland Martin do when he had the chance to speak to president candidate Hillary Clinton? He thinks that is his opportunity to be entertaining and teach her how to do damn wobble. No, I'm not joking. Go look the story up for yourself. Roland Martin used his opportunity to meet Hillary Clinton and had a chance to teach her some dance moves. Now, if you think you're going to be able to depend on that, bring the accurate information and to see as hell. We need people who can tell the truth about Anita Alvarez. Because CNN is not going to do a story or a special focus on Anita Alvarez. They're not going to do that. Professor Booth, one of the only people out there, actually did something about that. But do not expect the white supremacist corporate news mouthpiece to say anything against someone they hold. They understand their place. Recognizes and out like CNN understands their place in history. They understand the historical place of publication and the press in expediting the elimination of undesirables in the population. They know the place press occupies in that particular agenda, and they are fulfilling their place. They are fulfilling that. Now, the question is, do you recognize that? Because if you don't, then you're just waiting for your opportunity to be a victim. And when it happens to you, the beat rolls on. The way that we stop the CNNs is not by trying to change the CNNs. The way that we stop the CNNs is by supporting places like Black Channel. Showing up here, passing around, making sure people are understanding and aware. Places like this, like church, which can have literally millions of black people living this, millions. Because the way to stop a white supremacist press is with a black empowerment. That's the way you do it. That's how you do it. The stakes are real, people. The stakes are real, and all of these white supremacist races are playing for keeps. All of them. Just ask Freddie Gray, who CNN just spit on his grave in front of everyone. They recognize that they are at war. Do you? And this concludes this special edition of the Black Channel. I am TBA. Until next time, brothers and sisters from around the world, remember, black is the future.